Defense, you got to stop the run in Jacksonville, number one in the league last year. Put it in the hands of that young quarterback. In offense, Brandon Marshall, are you for real?
Break out the suntan lotion. The Bears are heading down to Florida. This is Game Preview.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Welcome to Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com. I'm Larry Mayer along with Tom Thayer. And Tom, the Bears look to build on their success down in Jacksonville. What's the key, especially with the passing offense, to perform as well as they did, especially in the second half against Dallas?
It all starts with protection. Let's not hide the fact that if you start up front and you have time behind the line of scrimmage, before the game, Mike Tice talked a lot about rhythm. Get the quarterback into a rhythm. But I think that rhythm started with the offensive line. If you can allow them to be consistent with the snap count, confident at the snap of the ball, solid protection. Look what it did for Cutler, Brandon Marshall, Devin Hester, and the rest of the crew.
Open, down, goal line, end zone, touchdown, Devin Hester!
The Bears still need to get the running game going. What's the key to going down to Jacksonville and establishing the run?
You know, the running game is a process, and it's a difficult process because the five guys up front have to be so in sync with each other. And it's tough to be perfectly in sync when you're going into a hostile environment because the crowd is inserting themselves. But I think this is the perfect opportunity to go down to Jacksonville, take the crowd out of the game by the use of the running game. And then when the crowd gets bored and they're out of the game, that's when you start to use the running game even more and you control the snap count.
The Bears defense has played exceptionally well so far this season. Incredible the way they're getting sacks, takeaways. Everybody's joking around about how they're not old, like everybody's portraying them in the media. What is the key now going down to Jacksonville, facing an offense? Really, Maurice Jones-Drew is the big part of their offense. They're going to run the ball. They're going to try to control the clock. What did the Bears defense do?
You got to stop the run. If you give this team confidence in running the ball, Maurice Jones-Drew is only going to continue to build upon his last play success. He's got a real small tackle target, and you're going to be fundamentally stressed to get in the right position. The defense has to play balance, and that is going to be one of the keys. If you get out of position or if you overflow to a play and he cuts it back, you could really give up some big yards. But I think the defense is up to the challenge, but it's going to take the contribution of everybody.
Bears win a huge game on a national stage Monday Night Football against the Dallas Cowboys. Now they're going to Jacksonville against a 1-3 team. The team is probably better than their record indicates. Take me at what a player's thinking right now as far as a letdown. Are you concerned at all about a letdown going into this game?
No, I think a couple reasons. Because there's a lot of guys waiting in the wings. They're chomping at the bit to get an opportunity to get on the active day roster. And I think that contributes to the competition that's going on every day in practice. But I still think this is a team that's only scratching the surface of how good they can be offensively. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of emphasis Jacksonville this weekend to stop Brandon Marshall. You still got Alshon, you still got Devin, you got Earl Bennett, you got Kellen Davis, who came out and had a really big game last week. Every one of his catches were big contributions to the offense. So there's still a lot of guys waiting to break out.
Tom, this week's Twitter question comes from Chris Cheeseman. I'm not sure if that's his last name, or perhaps he lives in Wisconsin. We're not sure about that, but are the Bears ready and able to repeat last Monday's chemistry?
Well, Cheeseman, I think that's a good question because chemistry is offense, defense, and special teams. And that's what you needed on that big national stage to control the atmosphere in Dallas. But I think you're going to need the same thing in Jacksonville. You talked about them being a 1-3 team. You need every phase to go down to Jacksonville for a convincing win. And you know special teams coordinator Dave Tobe, he's always ready for some new tricks. He's always got something up his sleeve. Offense continue to break out, and everybody knows what the defense is capable of doing.
Tom, it's time to make your case for a player. Who are you picking this week?
I'm going to go with Jay Cutler because it's all about football distribution. We all know that Brandon Marshall is a big weapon on this offense, but if you continue the opportunities for Devin Hester, for Kellen Davis, the continuance of Earl Bennett, Michael Bush, and Matt Forte out of the backfield, that football distribution is what's going to keep this defense off balance in Jacksonville. I look for a big game out of Cutler.
Tom, I'm going to go with Brian Urlacher. It seems like everyone on defense is making flash plays so far this season. Brian Urlacher every week gets better and better and more in football shape after missing the entire offseason program and all the preseason games. I think Brian's going to have a big game, especially against MJD and the Jaguars Sunday in Jacksonville. Tom, great stuff as always. I'm looking forward to going down there, seeing if the Bears can win their third straight game. He's Thayer, I'm Mayer. Thanks for joining us on Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.